push. It's also one of the most overused words in pop culture, and using it a lot drives me crazy.
What's happening, man?
The path to ANA starts today. ANA, this division is so bad.
Yes, it is.
It could be an ANA tie all the way down the board.
Wouldn't that be the story of the year? That would be bigger than the Cub.
Yes, it would be.
If that's possible. I don't think that's...
And you know...
Go ahead,
Commish.
No, I said I don't think that's going to get 5 million people out on the streets, but it certainly would be a big story.
Hey, let's shoot for 13 here for a kickoff.
So, Lou, how you doing? How's that? The Toys R Tots thing was just an amazing success, and thanks to everybody.
You know, guys, we're not done yet.
We are not done, Lou.
We are not done yet. The Toys for Tots has had an amazing start. It's best start ever. We have one box overflowing.
Awesome.
We are working on box number two.
Awesome, Lou.
So continue to bring your toys by.
Hey, Lou, if you like to drop them off, I need to pick up some boxes this week, so... Ping me later on that, if you're interested.
Yes. Do what? Ping you later?
Ping me later. That's what the kids
ping
say.
Ping you later.
Ping me later. P-I-N-G, baby.
Does that mean hit you with a golf club?
Please, I need that.
yes.
I need
back to the Bears.
That's beaten to me. So, Lou, since we're in that road to 8-8, and we're going to start off with Matt Barkley this week, who's your Bear of the Week?
My Bear of the Week is going to be the starting quarterback of the second half, Mr. David Fales, who's coming back, by the way.
Yes, he is, Lou.
I guess he was the only one left that people didn't want to hold on or put on an injured reserve list that has some inkling of the Bears' so-called system.
Yes, Lou. Pretty much so.
Yes. And in Kyle Horton fashion, he will lead the Mighty Bears to 8-8.
All right. Lou, my Bear of the Week is good old number, let's see if I can find it, 64, Eric Kush.
Aaron Kush.
Yes, he's on the offensive line, which has been very offensive this year. And I just like his name.
You've been waiting all year for that one, huh?
I did. I've been saving that joke up all year. So he's
good.
64, and he's out of California, PA, whatever that means. Third year man.
Let's move on.
Lou, Turkey Day. How was your Turkey Day?
Oh, it's a fantastic day. I got to say, you know, we are guests, perennial guests. Actually, we're going on a decade guests now.
Excellent.
And I tell you, this year, the stuffing was just off the charts.
All right. That, you know,
ding, 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 ding. The stuffing was right there. And how about yourself, Commish?
Well, we actually went up to Andersonville and partook in the Thanksgiving buffet at Andy's. Yes.
And did you have your couscous there?
Yes, I had my couscous there. Speaking of which, Lou, they've opened a hem shop in Andersonville. Have you seen that?
A what shop?
A hemp. No, I don't know.
A hemp shop.
Yes.
No, I heard the buzz. The new medical marijuana place opened up.
But it doesn't seem like the dispensary like on Clark Street, which is all boarded up and has guards. This one.
I have no idea. Maybe it's kind of like a brew place, you know, where you can go and grow your own.
There you go.
Okay, urban farming takes another giant leap.
Yeah, we're getting to that magical legalization world soon, which will be magical.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, man.
So you have a prediction for this afternoon, Lou. I know you've already picked the Bears, as I have. But what would be the score against the Titans?
Oh, this is going to be one ugly game.
It sure will be, Lou.
This is going to be one ugly game.
Did you watch any?
I hope it's an ugly scoring game, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to see that, too. I will be up with the three or four people that will be there at the beginning, because I have to leave.
All right, fantastic. I don't want to delay you.
Yes, I have to leave at 2:30 though for a rehearsal. So, but anyway, I just
you don't need to rehearse.
Yeah, I don't. it would make a difference anyway, Lou. So, your question of the week, Lou, goes into the
I'm all ears.
The nostalgia book again. Lou, what's your most memorable Christmas ornament and why? That one you put on the tree, either you've done it or you did it in your childhood, but it always brings back the spirit of whatever the spirit is.
No such animal.
No such animal. Wow.
Okay. No such animal.
Gosh, I have a couple. We have an ornament from my grandfather from the old country in Czechoslovakia that's always on my parents' tree. Then we have the ornament of the Flash on our tree that was a costume I was wearing when I met Yoko May Weekly or whatever her moniker is.
Okay, now cheer me out over here, Trevor.
He's laughing in the background. All right, Lou, here's your catchphrase out. No nostalgia this week for Lou. He's coming in his usual grinchy.
All right, everybody, have an outstanding week.
This is a commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Cush Cush Service. When you need the cushion, Lou has the pushin at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou cushes you.